Hey, what's up, family?
This is Got Life and In Between, hosted by Dalali and
Walali, and together we are
the Dalalis.
Hey, beautiful people. It's a great day in Ohio. I don't know about Dalali, but yeah, I'm sure she's actually having a sunny day wherever she is. But
yes, I am.
Yeah, right. So today we're just gonna talk about having peace in the midst of the storm, right? A few days back I was meditating on something, and everything just seems to be disorganized for me right now, and it's like thinking about it, it's like, oh gosh, why am I in this situation? Like, why am I going through these things? Why did this happen? And asking a whole lot of questions. But in asking all those questions, there was one thing that was constant that I felt, and that was peace.
Yeah.
And I thought it would be great for us to share or discuss what we've also felt when it comes to having the peace of God in our hearts while we went through something difficult in life, right?
Yeah.
So basically you're just taking this from two scriptures, which is Luke chapter 8 verse 24 to 27, and then Matthew chapter 14 verse 25. I don't know about you, Dalali, but what do you think when someone says there's peace in the midst of the storm?
I just think it is, I don't know, when you kind of try to imagine it, right? Imagine having peace in the midst of a storm. Like what I imagine is like a storm blowing, but then you having peace in the middle of it. Actually, I just remembered an example. So when I had my accident, I had an accident in 2019, right? When the truck hit me, right? At that moment, I felt so much peace, right? Which is abnormal in such a situation, because there was an accident and there was the police was there, the ambulance, like so many people, so many cars, like it was chaos, but right there in that moment, I always tell people that I've never felt that much peace in my life before. When I think about peace in the midst of the storm, I think that that's what comes to mind. What about you?
Yeah, for me, it's just kind of what you said. It's just feeling like there's this strong wind blowing around you and you can't control it. But looking at me, I remember when I came to the US initially, I remember I was weighing 52 kg, and then I remember anytime I walked to school and then it blew during winter, the wind blew, I could feel myself walking backwards. that was how light I was. But when I think of peace in the midst of the storm, it feels like the strong wind blowing, but I'm still having that strength to walk forward.
Yeah.
Right. So do you think you'd attribute this peace to having God being with you regardless of what you go through or what we are going through?
Yeah, I think that certainly, I think that is the number one thing, knowing that God is right there, God's got me, right? No matter what I go through, when the scripture talks about, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope. I always reflect back on that scripture. And I always tell people that I sleep, I eat, I drink, I dine with that verse, because it gives me so much hope that in spite of all the challenges, God is there.
Yeah.
I feel like that is same for you, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's the same thing I feel every single time, just feeling that though things may not work out the way you want them to be or how you expect things to go, God is still there, and I remember just going through all these things and still going through these things, and then every single day, like when I just wake up or like I close, I just plug in my AirPods, and the song I listen to is just like God will work it out, God will work it out. Like one thing I know, one thing I'm sure is God will work it out, you know. And it's just like so encouraging. So it's like,
definitely.
Yeah, and it kind of like keeps you in check and keeps you focused that this is just like something temp and it's not permanent, and like it's just, it's a phase and it's just gonna pass, you know.
Yeah.
And so with that being said, we just want to leave some few pointers that that can help us, or all of us that's listening to us, like just focus on God when anytime we are facing any storm, or whether we haven't faced any storm yet, but probably, yeah, we can just plan for the future in case any storm hits us. So I think the first thing that I'd recommend would be, if you're in the midst of a storm, stop focusing on the size of the storm. Like, don't focus on the storm. Just focus on God and what He can do. So one thing that I've learned is, like, for instance, when my brother was sick, like, it's been more than a year, and, like, he just recovered recently. And, like, one thing that I learned from my parents and even how my parents handled it was, they always, even though what was going on at home wasn't encouraging, they always used the fact that they always referred to the things that God had done. Done, you know? So it's like, currently, things are not going on well, but we know in the past God has saved us. We know in the past God has provided. We know in the past God saved us from an accident, you know. Like, take, for instance, like, in relation to this, take, for instance, the story of Peter, when God, like, just called him and said, like, walk on the water, you know. Like, initially, he was, like, so focused. I mean, like, it's a privilege for God to say, oh, like, Peter, like, come to me, like, walk towards me, you know? Like, and then this guy is so, like, so focused, like, walking towards God, and then all of a sudden he starts to, like, be distracted, you know, and he started to sink, you know? So focusing on the storm would make you sink. It's better to focus on God rather than to look at how big the problem is. You know,
that is, I really like that statement you you made, that focusing on the storm will make you sink. Sink. I remember that growing up, my cousins once told me that one time their dad took them to the beach, right? And like, he just took them there to just show them how vast the beach is, how vast the waters is. And then he just told them that that's how big our God is.
Right.
So like, whenever like you are facing like any problem or situation, just try to put the problem in that water. Is it going to fit? Is it that big enough, right? And also, like, I think about things this way now. Whenever I'm thinking about something or I'm not at peace, I just ask myself, is this thing I'm thinking about, is it going to be a problem, like, 5 years from now? If it's not, then I just move on, right? And it's hard. It takes practice. But I just wanted to mention that I really like the point you made of that.
Yeah, that's good. Do you want to raise any point just to keep us focused on God in the midst of the song?
I think praise it out. Praise out your storm. And I think it connects to what you said, right? Instead of allowing us to be confused about our problems, right? We should rather focus on God and His authority. Like, you know, we serve like the God who created the universe, right? He made the stars, the moon, the sun. Like, can you even imagine, can you even think about it, right? Like, he created the whole universe with the words of His mouth, right? So we serve Him, and we just have to focus on who He is and what He has done in our lives, and just like praise Him through our storms. Because sometimes the anxiety, the worry, is not going to do anything to us. And I think in one of the previous episodes, we talked about the fear of God, right? So when the Bible talks about do not be anxious, it's not like a suggestion, it's a commandment, actually.
It's a command. Like,
it's a command, do not be anxious, right? So instead of being anxious, instead of letting the anxiety take over, we should rather like praise to mm-hmm. restaurants.
Yeah, that's a good one, you know. At that point, it's like that's your only weapon. If you can pray, or mm-hmm. if you can't, like, do anything else, like just praising it and claiming authority, mm-hmm. like just being confident about it, even though you don't see it. Like, yeah. just being confident that something good will come on. And yeah. our final point will be to read our Bible and pray every day. This can't be emphasized enough, you know. Like, we've talked about this a lot of times. And then when we go to church, I mean, this is one of the first Bible songs that we learned as kids, like, growing up. Read your mm-hmm. Bible and pray every pray day, every you know, day. If you want to pray grow, every you know. Day. And yeah. It's actually like a good thing, like pray every day. And you know, we want to pray every day, but sometimes too, like, our flesh wouldn't allow us. And sometimes when, even if we want to pray, we don't even know what to pray for. That's why God says he has given us the Holy Spirit, right? To help us to pray in times of weariness, in times of anxiety, in times of storms, in mm-hmm. times of trouble, and all that. So you don't have to worry, even if you don't have anything to say. Just like, you can stay still, you can worship, you can sing some songs, like, just praise God, as Delali said, praise it out, like, praise it out indeed. Don't let a storm take over you, just praise it out. And mm-hmm. yeah, you can focus, and then also rebuke. Because God has given you authority. He hasn't given you the spirit of fear. So sometimes the storms comes to mess up our heads. And when it comes, like, we accept it so much in our minds that it corrupts everything that God has told us about ourselves, you know.
Exactly. So,
like, focus on God and rebuke everything that God hasn't given you, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so basically these are the points that... we have personally experienced and we wanted to share with you. I don't know, Delali, if you have anything else to share before we wrap up.
Yeah, I think that you nailed the last part very well. And all I wanted to add to the praise it out is, like, an example from the Bible mm-hmm. when Paul was arrested and he was in jail. He was praising God. He was singing. He was praising God.
Yeah.
And a miracle happened. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, that's all I'll have to add to it.
Yeah. I even forgot about that. Paul and Silas, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that was how they broke out of prison. People say prison break, like, let's draw some maps on the wall and some stuff. Look at some people's prison break. It was all about just praising God and they had their liberation, right? So it doesn't always have to be something so strong and physical and mentally, mm-hmm. like, you know, like, to be so smart and all that. Sometimes it's about, like, just putting all your wiseness and everything aside and just humbling yourself before God and acknowledging that he's the head of your life, you know, and then
exactly.
everything, right? Yeah, so that was a good one. Yeah, so on that note, yeah, we hope you had a great time, like, listening to this. Wherever you are, we appreciate you, and we are glad that we could share this with you.
It's always nice to bring, like, something to our listeners.
Yeah.
So thank you all for
listening.
Continue to listening to us.
Yeah.
And we hope you have a very great week.
Yeah, sure. Have a great week, guys.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, bye. Hello, guys. We hope you enjoyed today's episode.
Thank you for listening. And don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and give us feedback.
Love you all.
And peace.